The Bush administration wants the United Nations to come up with a new resolution on Iraq this week. Washington has complained that the UN has debated long enough, that it's time to vote. But U.S. diplomats at the UN face continued opposition. The chief UN weapons inspector and the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency briefed the Security Council yesterday to address some concerns about the U.S. draft resolution. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix and Mohamed El-Baradei of the IAEA went before a divided Security Council yesterday. The United States and Britain have proposed a draft resolution that would give the inspectors broad authority and would warn Iraq of serious consequences should Iraq fail to comply. France and Russia, among others, want to tone down the draft. They want to make sure there are no, as they say, hidden triggers for war with Iraq if weapons inspectors report that Baghdad has not cooperated. Weapons Inspector Blix tried to stay above the fray.
We've seen sometimes stated, suggested that we hold peace and war in our hands. We decline that statement. Our job is to report, and the decision whether there is war or peace or reaction, that is for the Council and its members.
But Blix did say he wants the Security Council to pass a resolution that would clarify his mission and said it should warn Baghdad there will be consequences if the Iraqis don't cooperate.
It is desirable that the Iraq understands that any lack of cooperation or violation of the provisions of the resolution will call for reactions on the behalf of the Council, that the Council would exercise its influence in such a situation.
France and Russia are pushing for a two-staged approach that would keep the UN Security Council involved over time. First, weapons inspections, then a decision about the consequences for Iraq. They're worried about some phrases in the U.S. draft resolution that could authorize war, wording that the U.S. says is non-negotiable. Yesterday's meeting focused mainly on the sections of the resolution that deal directly with the inspection teams. And on that front, Britain's ambassador to the UN, Jeremy Greenstock, said the inspectors asked that some points in the resolution be clarified. Greenstock gave no sign that the U.S. and U.K. were willing to back off from some of the more controversial aspects of the resolution.
We're not talking about compromises. We're talking about the inspectors and the Council being at one about the powers that they have for this next stage of inspectors back in Iraq. I think this is a cooperative process, not an adversarial one.
The U.S. and British draft would demand that inspectors have immediate and unrestricted access to all sites in Iraq, including presidential compounds. It would also give inspectors the right to take Iraqi scientists out of the country, away from Iraqi minders, to interview them. Hans Blix has raised concerns about how this would work in practice. U.S. diplomats have insisted this idea remain part of the draft, and they've said they foresee only minor changes to the resolution at this point. The Security Council is expected to take up the issue again today. U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan said he's hopeful a resolution with broad support will eventually emerge.
It is a very, very serious discussion. It's a grave matter. It's a question of war and peace. And I think it is appropriate that the Council goes about it in a deliberate manner.
But White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the time has come for people to raise their hands and vote. The U.S. is hoping for a vote this week. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.